But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs in the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the morning, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the morning, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Alright, well, it's over.
Yeah, and it was over before the game was over, cause
thanks a lot, Chiefs.
Yeah,
hey, thanks a lot, dude.
I think we could have put the lava out there and created more resistance.
Whew. I agree.
Jeez.
I mean, they rolled over going into Milehead yesterday.
And you know what? This is what sucks about sports. When you don't control your own destiny and you're relying on somebody else to do something, right? You're just mad.
It's
right?
Such a mad that, yeah.
Like they have they literally have nothing to play for, and we're begging that they go out and play like they're playing in the Super Bowl.
It's a very pathetic feeling. Right. It's a very pathetic feeling. Now, please, Carson, you can tell dial you what, it up.
After I saw that, all right, not even before I saw that, the Saints and the Falcons. Just watching those two games.
That was great. How was that trash heap division? That was the best part of the day by far yesterday, yes. Having both those games going.
Both those games going on. You're like,
This is fun. Bryce Young was cooking. Michael Penix, a nice little duel. And then you had Mike Evans going for the record. It was a fun 1 o'clock slate.
But I mean, that was crazy. Like just going back and forth. And then they did the NCAA tournament box.
Yeah.
The score of the other game in the corner. I'm like, this is awesome.
It was fire yesterday, man. Because the Saints got out.
That I could give a rat's ass about. Yeah. That's what kills me.
That was as low as the football guy yesterday, because the worst division had the most exciting games.
Oh my goodness. I'm like, wait a minute. What? And then I start thinking, what happens if both teams lose? Because right now it's not looking good.
I believe if both teams lost, the Bucks had they had the better record, but the same, right. But the Falcons had the tiebreak and they beat them twice this year.
Right,
so that's what we were going for. That was what the look was. But I tell you what, how about Bryce Young?
Yeah.
Get you know, Andy Dalton gets into a fender bender, and then all of a sudden, Bryce Young has a little bit of resurgence at the end of the year.
You know what it is? It's, I don't understand for the life of me how a team can invest so much time and so much money in a player, right? And then throw him out there and say, win us a game. Like, it's no matter who it is, it's still a prospect. He still needs development. And the some players need more development than others. Some don't need any. Like, but you still have to go through that process. And so many players get thrown into the fire without doing the kind of the legwork of what it takes to play that position. And then we go, oh, he's a bust. He ain't the guy. When in actuality, he probably shouldn't have been playing yet because he wasn't ready. Like Spo is too much, right? Spo does it with his young bigs. It's too much. But in some instances in football, you can see it too. You can see, oh, this guy needs just a little bit of work. He needs to see somebody do it or something like that. And these teams ruin quarterbacks that way. And thank God Bryce Young got to sit. He wouldn't have been playing all year, right? He wouldn't have been playing all year if Dalton was healthy. And he learned some things. He picked up some stuff watching. And he's played a lot better since he came back.
Let's get to headlines here brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock with the T1, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Dolphin season ends. They lose 32-20 to the Jets. Boof. They finish the season 8-9. And then Stephen Ross, shortly after there, releases a statement. Is this a new thing, releasing statements that you're not firing people? Is it like this became the... This became the thing yesterday throughout the league because there were three of these that were surprising. With,
you know what it's called? Getting out ahead of it.
I guess so.
Because you know what the questions would be for the next week. But I, listen, here's what I would say about Chris Greer. He has a very close relationship and has had a very close relationship with Stephen Ross. So it seems to me that the two of them would sit in a room and he would stay on board in some capacity and save face while going out and getting a new GM. That's how this, you know, kind of is playing out.
I'm sorry, Frog Boy. I just lashed out at him in the private chat.
I know, wow, like,
too much.
Like, what? No way. He just hit us with, like, you know, you guys have to see this.
He hit us with some PFF on Bryce Young.
Just copy and paste it. More Bryce Young. That is the most research you've done in the history of this show, where you've given us so much Bryce Young data that I'm just like, hey, we get it. He's been good. Ready to move on.
You guys are talking about mechanics and how long. No, dude. He talked to Rod Wave. He got good. That's what we need to do, man. Our
Didn't Tua.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Love Rod Wave. Didn't work out for him.
They didn't meet him. He's just listening to his. We got to meet him. Got to talk. That's our problem, guys. We're just missing a little Rod Wave love.
I guess. But it's still, you know, because does anybody know about Caleb in Chicago? What's going to happen to him? They're switching coaches. They're doing this. He's going to have a new system.
Might have Brian Flores.
Oh. Good luck.
There's Brian Flores. Actually, there's some Anthony. Listen, yesterday was not good for Anthony Weaver's final resume because the Jets cooked his defense. But there was supposedly reports going into the weekend the Bears were doing a lot of their due diligence on Bob and Weave.
Now, my question is this. When you have a number one pick and you take Caleb, do you have to, do you go with an offensive-minded head coach, or do you go with a defensive-minded head coach and risk kind of what happened to Tua?
I don't know. I don't know. I think from their standpoint, maybe they pull what they did with McDaniel with Boyer in the first year. Maybe they just keep their offensive coordinator. I don't know. And I don't know.
Try to sell that.
I don't know. Here was Steven.
I'm just saying, like, the clearly your primary investment in the last couple of years has been your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In fact, you've invested in two quarterbacks in the last 5 years. That being said, would it not?
Who's the guy?
Sound to go to a defensive guy?
Well, here's the thing, though. Who are the candidates right now that are hot? Like, it's going to be
the biggest one is Ben Johnson.
Yeah, but there's a lot of
he might stay.
Ben Johnson seems like he is like being the offensive coordinator. I'm good,
right?
But I got no heat. I love it here. Like, I don't think he's leaving unless it's the quintessential position. And he ain't leaving for the division to get his teeth kicked in for a few years.
That's right.
Like, no way, dude.
Hey, there's a couple of places that I'm not going. And one is Chicago, and the other three teams are secure. So
you got O'Connell. There was all these rumors yesterday that they were gonna maybe trade O'Connell because he was. They said afterwards it was crazy that wasn't true. But Jake Lazor, like, he's a pretty reputable guy. Like, he's not
see what I mean about see how these things play out. Like, the fact that there's even any conversation about that team and about moving coaches is crazy.
Doug Peterson just got fired, so I guess he's available.
Now is it, see, and here's the other thing, like, how much of it is the owner and how much of it is the coach? Because here they kind of have the same situation we think we have down here, is that you keep switching coaches, but the GM is still there.
And yeah, they hate him. They hate but everybody. That's, you see what I'm everybody saying? Hates so, Trent Baalke up there.
Right. So how do you go about that? Because
I think they showed you how they went about it. They kept the GM and they fired the coach.
He might have, you know, the ear of the owner. And this is two things. It's getting back on track or covering your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Right. A GM can cover his ass. A coach can't. Right. He's out there. That record speaks to him more than anything. And they're not going to all of a sudden say, you know, it's not the coach's fault. It's the GM's fault. Nobody ever says that.
The Giants are keeping everybody. Dayball and Joe Shane.
What the hell is that? Is that not the crazy thing?
that one to me is the most surprising so far.
Well, part of it is, you know, you're going to get a quarterback. What are they, second or third?
No, they're third, and the Browns and the Titans are above them. And the word is the Titans apparently love Cam Ward.
Yeah.
So they might not get a quarterback. They're going to trade up. I don't know. I guess the Browns. Well, I would have thought the Browns would have. Like, you don't think the Browns are going to, you don't think the Browns are ready to get their Deshaun Watson heir?
No.
I guess you have to really believe in Shador.
It's too much against the cap. So what do you do? Do you take Shador?
That's what I'm saying. I don't
know. Right. Or trade down.
Hmm.
Like it clearly the Browns are in the worst position to have the second pick, because if you pick a quarterback with everything else going on around your team, defense getting older, offensive line getting older, running back, maybe done trying to, you know, play the style of football you want to play, then, like, the one position that would set you back is having a quarterback and having him sit, right? Because that means you've done absolutely enough to improve your team immediately. So, Shedeur Sanders, you put him on defense, you can put him on offense. You can do a number.
Travis Hunter, dude.
I mean, Travis Hunter. Sorry. I don't know why I did that. Travis Hunter. I don't like – Shadur and Cam have a lot of – they do a lot of common things, right? Both are really cool. Both do that little slow scramble thing, right? So I don't know how these teams go about it. The Dolphins are what, 13th?
13th, right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Right in the Marino spot.
No, Marino was in the 20s.
No, I'm just saying his number was 13.
Okay.
You know. Yeah. We'll get into all things Dolphins. Stephen Ross gives out a statement. Tyreek Hill apparently wants out. Tua finished the season, I guess, with a torn hip. Sits on the sidelines and
took a nap.
Fell asleep in the fourth quarter. Who can blame him? Take a break. More to come here on the show back after this.